This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, I have over 600 protocols and approaches to taking care of a lot of the maladies that affect us simply by nutritional changes, which is what I want to address in the Good Day Health Show today. It's just some basic facts relating to human nutrition, because these are the questions I'm asked in a clinical setting with patients all the time. And so I thought I would offer this for the show today. I know that it will be part of the podcast record at Good Day Health Show. There's certain basic facts that relate to human nutrition that I happen to believe is self-evident. And so that's what I want to address here. And it begins with the refining and the processing of food that has become so universal that in all the what you would consider civilized countries, that has been done to improve the appearance, the quality, the saleability of foods, without any real regard to the nutritional value of that food, as opposed to where how Mother Nature prepared it, and then after all these other things have been done to it, what's left as far as nutritional value is concerned. So as a result of our high per capita use of these kinds of foods, as opposed to like what you would buy at a farmer's market, we have a high incidence of certain deficiency diseases that are just simply almost non-existent in countries where food denaturation isn't prevalent, or in fact not even allowed. In some countries, they're not allowed to denature the food, as we have an abundant source of in this country. And because of the modern mechanized methods of food production, trying to take care of these vast fields of grain and these vast fields of vegetables and fruits and whatever else in the more abundant areas of the country where weather provides for this kind of stuff, then large-scale means of refining and processing need to take place. So we have these very modern mechanized methods of food production. And so the basic food commodities today apparently are really, even though we see an increase in food prices, they're kind of cheaper than they've been at any other time in human history because of the mass production that's involved. And because of the denaturing of these foods by refining and processing them, we are overeating the fattening and the energy-producing components in food while we're literally starving for the vitamin and the mineral factors that are no less necessary to life than the fats and the carbohydrates and the proteins, which have become far scarcer and a lot more difficult to obtain in good quality than any other time, I believe, in the history of the human race. Because our diets are excessively rich in the fuel that's needed for good health, but they lack the spark that's in the form of vitamins and minerals that's necessarily to properly utilize the fuel that's in these foods. And by fuel, I'm talking about basically carbohydrates. We have a high carbohydrate intake in our diets, and that breaks down into sugar, which is the fuel. But when you have that kind of fuel without the attendant vitamins and minerals that were in those foods to begin with, that had been removed through the processing, you've got the fuel without the spark. So these vitamins and these mineral elements are so complex and so multiplex that our nutritional importance has been invariably discovered, their importance, discovered only by investigating the symptoms of physical degeneration and what happens in the breakdown of the physiology of animals and humans who are constantly supplied with food that's lacking some of these essential elements. And there are various agencies and groups out there that are investigating these kinds of things. Organic industries have always shown that the lost material through processing is so complex in its organic nature as to absolutely defy any of the artificial substitution that tries to take place at the end of the processing of food to put back in artificially what was removed during the processing in order to get shelf life, and where less than complete restoration is attempted. This is what is leading to, I believe, mass starvation in this country, even though we're overfed. And natural foods are also characteristic, you know, in being more satisfying to the appetite, and they're kind of self-limiting in how much you actually have to eat, which always prevents a tendency to overeat. When you eat nutritionally dense food, after you've had a little bit of it, your brain is telling you, okay, that's all I need. And then the hunger's gone, and satiety begins to show up. If you are eating the same kind of foods that have been overly processed, you can eat two or three plates, as is demonstrated at buffets, before you ever even begin to be satisfied. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I just was talking about some basic concepts of nutrition and what happens when we are supplanting the natural foods that Mother Nature has provided us with foods that man has changed from its natural state in order to get, you know, a homogeneity in color and taste and presentation and shelf life. An example would be something like honey. Honey is a very good example. Children always crave sweets, will invariably overeat the artificial ones, like the commercial candies. But if they're given a natural one like honey, they automatically start to limit their intake to amounts that are safe. They have a little bit and they go, oh, okay, let's go back outside. You know, in the case of devitalized or the artificial foods, there's either a total loss of appetite for the food that's in question after, you know, it's used for a period of time, which you will see in the case of butter substitutes, or the substitute fails to satisfy the natural craving, and then overeating and obesity are the natural result. You have parts of your brain, especially in the hypothalamus, that is constantly aware of nutritional requirements for the body. And it will sometimes stimulate something that is called the hidden hunger, where you're piecing all the time, or you're up in the middle of the night looking in the fridge, or you've got to have something to eat between breakfast and lunch, or you have to have something between lunch and dinner. The hypothalamus is constantly looking for the right kind of micronutrition that if it doesn't get, you're going to have this hidden hunger driving you all the time. Now, all the animal species has its preferred and its most favorable specialized foods to which it has become adapted over, you know, generations of time, like my pet cat. There's a couple of things that she eats, and she loves it. And if I try to introduce something else that in my great cat wisdom, I think it might be better or something different, she just sits there and stares at it and stares at me and stares at it and stares at me and then walks away from it. Yet she'll eat the same thing constantly every day without question. So the point is, there's no new food product or vitamin concentrate that should ever be sold or recommended for human use until there's a tremendous background of experience that has been accumulated by clinical tests or carefully observed by competent investigators to determine the nature of its own specific nutritional value and effect. And when we get away from that, what I consider a cardinal principle, we will start to see the proliferation of a whole bunch of new pathological conditions, more serious than the ones that were so supposedly cured with drugs before, that were nothing more than just nutritional deficiencies anyway. And a very good example of this is what's done in state agricultural colleges. that are constantly checking the foods that are going into the animals that are being raised commercially on the farms, the ranches, whatever else of those particular states. And you'll find so much more concern and interest and investigation and investment of money into the right kinds of foods that these animals are getting than you'll ever see given to the attention of the foods that your children are getting in elementary school, because money's involved. And so my point is, the inevitable conclusion of what I'm talking about here after understanding what I'm talking about here is that no food is safe unless it is fresh enough to have retained most of its perishable content, the vitamins. Spinach can lose all of its vitamin C in 1 week of being picked. Oranges that are picked green for transport around the country have to orange up, you know, in the following weeks after it's been picked. But within 3 months, all oranges, if they haven't been consumed within 3 months off the tree, no vitamin C's left. But if in spinach, when you're looking at spinach, can lose all of its vitamin C in just 1 week. And how do we know this? Because it's coming out of state college, the state agricultural centers. And so no food is safe unless it has incurred no processing that will remove or impair its vitamin or mineral content. This eliminates pasteurized milk, white sugar, synthetic syrups, bleached flour, practically all kinds of packaged cereals, shortening, fats. And no food is safe with several more characteristics that I want to give you here as we after we go to a break coming up here in just a few moments as to what's considered safe food and what wouldn't be considered safe. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I'm talking about what could be considered safe food and non-safe food. And it's not, you know, there's always recalls that are going on. This particular vegetable or fruit or this particular salad mix or whatever else. I'm maintaining, and I know how ridiculous this might sound, most foods in the grocery store should be recalled, because they have been overly processed. The natural food value has been removed. And they have been, in some cases, sprayed with synthetics to try to recover what was lost in the processing. And with this kind of synthetic adulteration, I mean, it's just a crude attempt to try to replace the valuable organic constituents that were lost in processing. And wherever this has been attempted, I mean, the result is, it's just futile. I mean, in my opinion, I think it's dangerous, because the tests that are made on dogs in these state colleges that I'm talking about, that are the agricultural-based colleges in most of the states, are using dogs. In some cases, they'll test cattle, pigs, whatever else, but dogs are a little cheaper. And I know that may sound a little harsh for dog lovers, but that's the way it is. These huge agricultural food-producing companies aren't interested in giving you the healthy food that they can, because they know that what they're doing is removing the health from the food in order to make it look pretty and give you shelf life. What they're interested in is the bottom line. They exist for a profit, just like Big Pharma exists for a profit. And so, back to the dogs here. The tests that are made on dogs with white flour that has been fortified with synthetic vitamins demonstrated that the fortified flour will kill dogs quicker than old flour that's not fortified. And that's why in Canada, the Canadian laws now prohibit the adulteration of bread or flour with synthetic materials of any kind. If the vitamin content is to be raised, it has to be done by retaining the original factors, not by adding new ones of unknown effect. And that's not the case here in this country. I would also say that no food is safe unless it has a background of experience behind its establishing its real value to the human family. The animal tests that we do should be considered only as preliminary. So how would you do that? This is where we definitely need third-party, independent investigation that is watching what is coming out of the FDA, that's watching what's coming out of the CDC, watches what is coming out of the NIH. These companies are all self-regulated, and they get tremendous amounts of grants from Big Pharma. And so that's why I've maintained many times the FDA exists to make the world safe for drugs. And the human aspect of it kind of falls back behind the need for these companies to make money. And what we need is third party, free from government influence, but government ordained, to constantly watchdog these things that are going on. And one of the most important things they need to watchdog is the food industry. What I'm talking about, no doubt, calls for some kind of legislative action to protect the public health. It's about what it comes down to. And a real campaign of education on the part of the makers of natural foods to call the attention to the public of the real facts, to show that the housewife or the house husband, whoever is out there buying the food, that not the most pounds of commodity that they need to get for the dollar, but the most nutritional value for the money. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll be right back after the break with more of the Good Day Health Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After pleading not guilty, presidential candidate Donald Trump is taking aim at the special prosecutor in his documents case. Speaking to supporters after his Miami arraignment yesterday, Trump called Jack Smith a raging, uncontrolled Trump hater, end quote. Smith is overseeing the Justice Department's case against the former president of the United States, claiming Trump mishandled classified documents. Trump claims the commander-in-chief has the right to the documents.
Whatever documents the president decides to take with him, he has the right to do so. It's an absolute right. This is the law, and that is something that people have now seen, and it couldn't be more clear. They ought to drop this case immediately because they're destroying the country.
The Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions after defeating Florida in Game 5 at the Fortress on the Las Vegas Strip last night. Final score was 9-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Countdown music. We get back into the second half hour of our talk radio countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael from Talkers Magazine. The fireside chats that you had last Friday at the convention down at Hofstra University, your alma mater. And you told me something I didn't know. I've known you for 30 plus years. I did not know you grew up down the street from Hofstra. I knew you were a New Yorker, but for some reason I thought of you as a Brooklynite. I don't know why.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, but I wound up moving to Long Island. And when I say I grew up down the street was 7 miles away, 8 miles
away. Yeah, okay. You know, close enough.
I didn't live next door. But it's that whole Hempstead Turnpike, mid-island, Long Island thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nice area, actually.
I thought it was quite a nice area.
It has its pluses and its minuses. And when you go back to a place that you grew up in 100 years earlier, there's always a shock value, you know.
Not for me. I'm still where I grew up.
Okay.
There's no shocks here. I mean, people move around. It's unusual for people to stay where they grew up.
What happened, you know, childhood years from 6 years old to 12 years old or 13 mm-hmm. years old in a town called Farmingdale. And then I lived my teen years in Freeport, both on Long Island. So you go back to those are formative years. And then I haven't lived on Long Island forever. I mean, I've lived in L.A. I've lived in San Diego. I have a place that I've lived in South Florida. I've gone back to New York and lived there. And, of course, I live in Massachusetts. So I have a whole different view. So you go back to the strip that you used to drive. You know, the area that you grew up in those formative years, and you see the differences, and occasionally you see something in the middle of the new architecture that was there when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
plays differently sometimes.
Well, it's mystical. It's mystical going back to an old neighborhood you haven't been in a long time, and going there at a different stage in your life. You're older, you're different, and you see the same sidewalks you played on as a kid or whatever. Mm-hmm. Unless you've gone away and lived other places and not gone back in a while, it's very hard to explain that. I see people listening all around the country and nodding at me. They've had that same experience. I can see my listeners. But that's what happens when I go back there. Now, that place that we have the pizza party on Friday night after the thing, I invite a bunch of my closest friends. You know, there's nothing political about it, just my buddies. And we go to this particular pizza Italian restaurant joint. That place is owned by the same family since the 50s.
You were a kid.
How many places can you go that are exactly the same as they were when you were a kid?
No. And the pizza is good. We were talking off the air about the pizza. I'm not usually a pizza eater. I love it, but it doesn't agree with me. And yet the pizza that I had more slices than I probably should have last Friday, and it settled fine. It took, you know, I thought on the way home I would not be comfortable, but I was fine.
Yeah.
Good pizza.
A big plug. Nobody's getting paid. There's no trade. There's no nothing. They have no idea who we are. I take out 25, you know, a room for 25 people, and we pay full price. So this is not a commercial. But that Borelli's pizza on Long Island is better than any I've ever had.
Yeah.
And there's the old, I grew up with certain pizza syndrome. You know, people think the pizza they grew up with is the best. Whatever you grew up with is the best. But this is actually the best. And Long Island has fabulous Italian restaurants, fabulous Chinese restaurants, and fabulous diners. And all around the country, people who did not grow up in New York, Long Island, and New Jersey, any place called a diner is usually just a glorified
Connecticut
restaurant.
Has good diners, too. Yeah.
As you get closer to New York.
Yeah, it's all close. You're right.
Most
from
diners,
Milford on down.
Yeah, most diners are just fancy luncheonettes.
Yeah, no, these are real diners. Shiny. That's actually a good one in Wallingford, too, if you get down there. All right, let's get back to our countdown. Actually, I want to go back. Well, I want to stay with the... I want to go back to the convention, because you did a couple of fireside chats.
Ah, yes.
That I would like you to talk about. I know that the video will be available on talkers.com, but I think it would be instructive for the audience to hear, because the people you talk to are so much a part of conventional talk radio and talk TV.
Well, the fireside chat is a term that goes back to Franklin Roosevelt's radio fireside chats. It's a figurative term. There's no fire, and there's no fireside. As a matter of fact, it's the heat of the summer. But that being said, a fireside chat is a one-on-one conversation at a convention, and the name of it gives sort of the idea that it's really no-nonsense and intimate and candid, which hopefully these were. I did two such fireside chats. I did one with Christopher Ruddy, who is the CEO and founder founder of Newsmax, and he's sort of the man of the hour in terms of the cable TV wars, the cable news talk TV wars. And the other fellow that I did a fireside chat with, what might be of less interest to the people listening to this broadcast, is a CEO of Connoisseur Media, a major company. His name is Jeff Warshaw. And we talked shop. Yeah, we talked shop. The reason we put him in there is because his name keeps coming up as somebody who might be
Network.
he might be one of the people that buys one of the major companies down the road. Yeah. So we always like to get him before anybody else. Chris Ruddy and I talked about the nuts and bolts of what's going on in cable news talk television.
Well, you've known him for years. You had dinner with him and Trump once a year or two or three ago. I forget what it was.
I had a number of dinners with him and Trump. But I know Chris Ruddy all the way back to when he was just a reporter starting out his own little business called Newsmax, which was at that time a conservative website. Mm-hmm. And he's done an incredible job of building it into a major force. I think Ted Turner started CNN in 1980.
Yeah, right.
He started Newsmax in the 1990s, and look at it today.
So let's fast forward or go back a little bit. One of the things on the list this week, both the people list and the story list, is this fellow Licht or Light, whatever his name is, the fellow who ran for the past year CNN and oversaw its demise. Now he has the network has half as many viewers as it did a year ago when he took the job, and so they fired him, as well they should have. But you look at the prominence in the 80s when Ted Turner started CNN, what the idea was, it was the first of its kind. And then you think, okay, will Newsmax suffer, or any of these outfits now, suffer the same fate as the audience changes?
They certainly are in danger of suffering the same fate, and that's why positioning and strategy, it's like being a football coach, mm-hmm. Or a basketball coach. These are very important things to deal with when running a television news talk network, because you're caught between being serious, objective, credible journalists versus the daily dance of affirmation, targeting an audience and telling them exactly what they want to hear.
Yep.
And this is a difficult dance. It's a difficult dance. And obviously, what happened with CNN, it didn't tell enough people what they wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the dance going on right now on the right between Fox and Newsmax. Now,
look out for News Nation. I think you're going to see things. People are getting wise to all of the pejorative stuff. It's like, okay, there's an audience for people who want to hear what the Fox folks say. There's an audience for what the people, is being said on MSNBC. Yep, there's an audience for this show. There also is an audience for straightforward news reporting, which was the standard before, and we've gotten off of that standard.
But if we only judge these news networks by how many people are watching, and this is what scares me. You know, Chris Liked or Licht was fired because the audience is half the size. What if the audience is more intelligent? What if the audience is that group of people that you're saying wants journalism? I'm not saying it is.
Yep.
All I'm saying is, when everything is judged by how many people are clicking and how many people are watching, well, what does that have to do with truth?
It has to do with money.
Well do you realize the terrible predicament that we're in?
Yeah.
If the only standard for journalism is clicks, then any crap could pass as successful journalism.
Well, listen to it on the radio. There's a lot of crap on the radio that gets listeners, and therefore an audience is something that can be sold to advertisers, and that's how all these people get paid.
But you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't have both distinguished journalism and necessarily a large audience. When you're keep your eye on News Nation. Are you saying that there are more people interested in the kind of journalism they're attempting to do than people wanting to hear what Tucker Carlson says?
I'm saying that's where my heart is. And I think there are other people with me. Like, my heart may be with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he says, I don't know, is he really the real machine? Is he the real McGilla? I don't know. We'll find out.
But what do we do about the fact that box office is the only determining factor of quality in today's society. It's not.
Well, it isn't because the Oscars. Movies. Yeah, but yeah, the Oscars don't follow that. But you'd like to think they would. Maybe there's a little better blend. Should Mission Impossible, or let's go back to Top Gun, should that have won the Academy Award for the Best Picture? In terms of sales, it was a runaway. So why didn't that win Best Picture? Somebody in the inside circle didn't think it was the Best Picture, so you know that whole business of the Oscars becomes irrelevant.
Yeah, it's politics. That's, you know, industrial politics.
I don't want to go. We only have a minute or so here. sorry. It turns out a number. Well, it was originally before we redid the charts. The whole business of the PGA and the Saudis was on the list, and it turns out Phil Mickelson was right all along about the PGA Tour. Do you believe these guys have sold out to the Saudis? The Saudis who buy them with money. Buy it up. We want everything that has anything to do with money. I find it hard to... I'm not a golfer or a fan, but I just look at that, those damn arrogant Saudis. And what they do...
You believe that Trump's son-in-law sold out to the Saudis? You know, come on.
Sure, I do. I believe that. Just like I believe Hunter Biden sold out to the Chinese. You know,
there you go.
Huh? Yeah, okay.
Welcome to human nature and to the problems we have dealing with ourselves.
Time for you to discover what you love. 100% guaranteed everyday perfection. If you're looking for something that's good for dinner for Dad for Father's Day, get their extra aged juicy and tender steaks. Their bigger and better burgers. The feast of other favorites, which you can have right now by using the code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. You can save a lot of money on Dad's favorite grill pack. $99.99. That's the deal, including 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. OmahaSteaks.com for Father's Day. Use the code 30DUG for that $99.99 deal. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com. And use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Here we are at 43 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's June the 5th. Joining us now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can go to O'ReillyAutoParts.com. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the Dr. Jack Stockwell with us right now.
Welcome.
Welcome
to my world.
It is your world. You are the king of all things health and wellness. Let's be real. New chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. You can get more information on ForbiddenDoctor.com. But when it comes to health and wellness, you have an approach that is not a situation of covering symptoms. That's not the quick fix. It is the long-term getting to the root cause and helping your body to work as it actually should, which I absolutely love this approach. And what do you have for us to speak on today?
Well, I think it's a general idea, theme that I've been carrying in my local radio show in Salt Lake City, is the idea that the two major causes of disease, whether we're talking about breast cancer, whether we're talking about diabetes, talking about Alzheimer's, cardiovascular problems, liver, kidney problems, whatever, is either trauma or malnutrition. And malnutrition being the premier cause in America, that we're overly fed but undernourished, kind of an idea.
Yes.
And that Americans are slowly starving to death, and even though we're getting fatter. And the evidence of that is this preponderance of degenerative diseases that affect the different organs simply because our organs are starving for the micronutrition that is required for the organs to function properly. And when I'm thinking about, Doug and I had been talking about breast cancer earlier, a couple of weeks ago, and so being the second most common cancer in women, second only to skin cancer, although the breast cancer deaths have declined a little bit in recent years, it's still the second leading cause of cancer death among women. And according to the CDC, about a little over 250,000 cases are diagnosed every year. About 42,000 ladies die from this. And breast cancer, of course, is not only exclusive to women, as men can develop abnormal growth in their own breast tissue, undeveloped breast tissue, because whether you're born as a little boy or a little girl, you have the same amount of breast tissue. It's just that the estrogen that comes in a young lady when she turns from a little girl, an androgynous creature, into a woman, the estrogen proliferation is what allows the breast to grow. But men still have that underlying tissue that can become subject to cancer. So when I'm talking to my patients about this kind of a thing, they're always talking to me about, well, can it be prevented? Yes, a diet that's rich in organic fruits, organic vegetables, whole grains, can really lower a person's risk for many, many types of cancer. So some of the foods that I recommend to my patients in the sense of preventing breast cancer, only not that it stops breast cancer, but it feeds the breast tissue and it feeds the immune system with what is necessary to destroy cancer cells on contact. We know that according to the experts, the American Cancer Society and whatever else, a person who lives to a normal old age into their 80s that never had any cancer that they know of probably had cancer 6 to 7 times. It's just that their immune system was strong enough to defeat it. So the kind of foods that I recommend, and I'm talking organic, something as simple as apples, blueberries, broccoli, organic coffee, garlic, kale, raspberries, black tea, organic tea, mind you, walnuts, whole grains. All of these foods have been demonstrated by the American Institute for Cancer Research to provide the body with the necessary raw materials it needs to strengthen the immune system, to strengthen the anti-cancer aspects of our immune system, especially something called the natural killer cells, whose primary target is cancer. And it's constantly on patrol throughout the body all the time. But you can do blood tests to show how active the natural cancer cells are, the natural killer cells. And sometimes blood tests just show that the killer cells are AWOL. They're there, but they're not moving. They're not doing anything. And, wow. And my position is that it goes back to our dietary choices. So things you want to avoid processed foods. You want to avoid processed meats and sugar. Sugar is the big problem.
My goodness. Yeah. Eat more food, not food like products. You can get more from Dr. Jack on ForbiddenDoctor.com or go to Good Day Health Show.
This program is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Over.